السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are continuing where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah, from ayah number 87, and then today's lesson is going to be from ayah 87 to ayah number 89. And we will first start with the recitation of these verses, if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite. And then afterwards, inshallah, we will look at our theory and our analysis for these verses. So starting the recitation from ayah number 87, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله ما أحل الله لكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين وكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واتقوا الله الذي أنتم به مؤمنون لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان فكفارته إطعام 10 مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم أو كسوتهم أو تحرير رقبة فمن لم يجد فصيام 3 أيام ذلك كفارة أيمانكم إذا حلفتم واحفظوا أيمانكم كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تشكرون. Inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So ayah number 87 to ayah number 89. For the theory part of our class, we will continue the topic of meds that we have been covering in the last few sessions. And then in the last class, we discovered a new type of meds that should be a little bit familiar. That was the topic of medlin. So medlin is something that we have covered twice before. When we were doing the sifat of the letters, we learned that there is a sifat called lin. Lean means gentleness or to ease into something. So we learned that a letter can be lean when it is either a waw med or a ya med, and the letter before has fatha. So we have a fatha and then we have a waw or a ya with a sukun. This is a lean. So it has the quality of lean, meaning it has the quality of gentleness or ease. This is when we have a fatha followed by ya or waw with a sukun. And we learned that a normal lean is going to be maddan ma. So it is going to be 1 count and a half. So 1.5 count is the normal count for a lean letter. So that was the first time that we covered lean. It was for the sifat. And then also we covered the 2 count med, or when we were doing the med esli, the natural med. So we learned that med lean is one of these meds that are, in this case, it is 1.5, but it is also med esli. So we covered this along with the other 2 count med. So now this is the third time that we're covering med lean. And the reason why we are doing it again is because in some cases, med lean can be 2 or 4 or even 6 harakats long. So we learned that if there is a lean letter meaning there is a fatha followed by waw or ya with a sukun. And then the letter after this med also has a sukun. Then the lean is going to be a 2 or 4 or 6 harakat count med. So this is very similar to mad'arid lis-sukun. And in that med, we also learned that there is a temporary sukun, meaning that you are reciting, and then you stop at the end of a word and you give that last letter a sukun. So for example, if I have the word nomun and I stop, I will say nom, and mim has a sukun. Similarly, khawfin, if I stop, I will say khawf. Qurayshin, if I stop, I will say Quraysh. So in all of these cases, the last letter has a sukun. And this is a temporary sukun because I am only adding this here because I am stopping at the end of the word. So when we have a temporary sukun, this med is now going to be bisabab sukun, meaning that because of a sukun, there is going to be a temporary med here. Now for madlin, you have the choice of either making it 2 or 4 or 6 harakat. So exactly the way that we covered for mad'arid lis-sukun, this med could also be 2 or 4 or 6. You have the choice depending on your speed of recitation, depending on the style of your recitation. You can choose either 2 if you have a faster pace of reading, or you can do 4, or you can even do 6 if you have more of a slower style. Also depending on when you are reciting, where you are reciting, this can also change. So for example, a sheikh that is reciting in Taraweeh, he has the goal to finish one juz within 40 minutes, for example. So in this case, he will recite a little bit faster and then he may do a 2-count med. Or maybe he is reciting in tahajjud time and then in qiyam al-layl. So during this time, this is a more peaceful type of recitation. Usually the shuyukh recite a little bit slower to allow for tadabbur and reflection. So in this case, he may do like 6-count med. So depending on your own personal preference, you can choose one of these. The same for mad'arid lis-sukun and madlin, both of them you have the choice, 2 or 4 or 6. Normally we do 4 in this class. But again, you can choose whichever one you like. If you would like to do 2, you can do that. If you like to do 6, you can do that. The only thing that we have to keep in mind is that once you have chosen a count, you must stick with this count until the end of your recitation. So let's say that you are practicing your hifz and you are sitting down and you start the recitation, you say Bismillah and you begin, and you pick a 6-count med. Now, until you are done with your recitation, you have to stick with these 6-count harakat. So every single time you have a madlin or mad'arid lis-sukun, you must do a 6-count mad. And this is so that our recitation is consistent and we are not jumping between the different styles. And then basically one session means until I get up, until I start talking, until I do something that stops that flow of recitation. Similarly, if I do either a 2 or a 4-count harakat as well, then I will pick one and then I will stick to this until the end of my recitation. And then also if I am reciting in prayer, once I have finished my prayer, then in the next prayer, I can choose a different method of reciting, or I can choose a different length of the mudud and the harakat. So this was madlin, which we covered in the last class. Now in the next topic, we are going to start a topic that has quite a few med underneath. So we are going to be starting med lazim. Now when it comes to med lazim, there are 2 different types of med lazim. And then inshallah, we will cover that as well. Med lazim basically means that it is a lengthening that is caused by a permanent sukun. So this means that sukun is always there. Now for madlin and mad'arid, these were both temporary sukun, meaning the sukun is not normally there. The sukun was only added there because we decided to stop at the end of a word. So with all of these words, normally the letter that we are stopping on had a haraka. So for example, when we looked at the word nomun, now mim, the last letter in this word, does have harakat. It has dhammatayn. It has 2 dhammas. It has a dhamma sukun. So it does have a harakat. But when we stopped here, we gave it a temporary sukun because that is what we do when we stop on a letter. So instead of saying nomun, I said nom. Now, the letter itself did have harakat. It did have dhammatain. It had the two dhammas. So it did have its own harakat. But because we were stopping here, I gave it a temporary sukun. Meaning the sukun is not always there. The sukun is not even visible in the Quran because we are adding this here simply because we have decided to stop in our recitation. So it is a temporary sukun. Mad lazim, on the other hand, is caused by a permanent sukun. Meaning that you will always see that there is a sukun there. So if we have a med and the letter after the med is a sukun, then we are going to have med lazim. It is a permanent sukun. Now med lazim is called med lazim because it is, as you can guess, lazim to recite. So it is obligatory that for anyone that is reciting, he must do this med the full count of its harakat. And med lazim has to be lengthened for 6 harakat. So this is the lengthening of med lazim. So med lazim is a 6 harakat med that must be recited by every single person who recites the Quran. So for some of the other mudud, we learned that med jaiz, for example, it is jaiz for you not to recite it. It is allowed for certain people in certain styles of recitation. They don't have to recite it a full 4 count. So they can do it less than that if they would like. But for mad lazim, it is fard, it is obligatory that everyone who is reciting must make this med a full 6 harakat long. Now when we look at what exactly is med lazim, this will make a little bit more sense and you will begin to understand why it is lazim to do 6 harakat. So again, med lazim is caused by a permanent sukun. So what we are looking for is we are looking for a med letter. We are looking for alif, waw, or ya med, followed by a permanent sukun. So the letter after must have a sukun. And then when we have a sukun, it can be either in the form of a normal sukun, meaning that it is literally the sign of sukun. So it can be either that little head of the jim. So that is one way that we can write the sukun. Sometimes sukun is written as a circle. So it can be as an actual sukun. Or sukun can also be in the form of a shadda. So shadda, as we learned, means that there is a letter that is being repeated twice. So if I have the word alif with a fatah and then I have jim with a shadda, I will recite it as adja. Adja. Now I am reciting the jim twice. Because it has a shadda, that jim is recited twice. The first time I recite the jim is going to have a sukun. And the second time I recite, it is going to have whatever haraka is on top of that shadda. So like in this example, if I had the word adja, so I have the first part of this word is edj. Jim has a sukun. And then I have the fatha, and then I will say ja again. Ajja. Adja. So you can hear that in that shadda, the first part of this word did have a sukun. So even though you do not see that sukun, when we have a shadda, it is implied that that letter is written twice, and the first letter is written with a sukun. So it can either be written as a form of a sukun, or it can also be in the form of a shadda. And this is the case that is most occurring in the Quran for med lazim. Normally, it is a med followed by a shadda. So when we have a med followed by a shadda letter, it is going to be 6 harakat long. So for example, we have the word ad-dallin. Now for this word, we recite this very often because it occurs in Surah Fatiha. But in this word, we have a med, we have an alif med, and followed by that, we have a letter with shadda, which is the lam. This means that that lam is going to be repeated twice. The first time with a sukun, and the second time with a shadda. So now when you listen to this lam, you will hear that it is repeated twice with a sukun. Ad-dallin. Now you can hear that lam is repeated twice, once with a sukun and then once with a kasra. So this is an example of med lazim. And as you heard, I did recite this for a full 6 counts. Now this may be familiar to some of you, because we have already covered this med in our class. We did not know the name of it, but we did cover that anytime we have a med followed by a shadda, it is a 6-count med. So some of you may recall that. And we have also covered this med when we were covering the rules of nabr. So nabr, we learned, is when the voice is raised slightly to give emphasis to a certain letter or a certain part of a word. So nabr is to raise the voice or to give emphasis. And one of the cases of nabr is the case of a med followed by a shadda. So we learned that in this case as well, the voice must be raised during this med. And we learned this when we were covering the topic of nabr. So we learned that if we have a med followed by shadda, we will raise the voice a little bit. Such as in this phrase, we have the word al-dhalin. So when we recite, we will raise the voice a little bit on the alif and then move on to the lam. So for example, we have al-dhalin. And you can hear that there is that sharp raise of voice in the med followed by the letter lam. So this is nabr. So we have covered this in two different sections. The first section is when we were covering the basic overall med when we first started this class. So a few times you may remember that we had a med followed by a shadda, and I had mentioned that it is a 6-count med. We did not go too into detail, but we did mention that in the beginning. And then we also covered this in nabr, where we learned that if there is a med followed by a shadda, you raise the voice a little bit. So now we know that if we have this type of word where we have a med followed by shadda, it is going to be two things. One, it is going to be med lazim, and then two, it is going to have nabr, meaning you raise the voice a little bit. And then of course it has to be a full 6 harakat long. Let's look at a few examples of med lazim. And then in the next class, we will look at the different types of med lazim. So again, there are different categories of med lazim. So we have, for example, the word as-sa-kha. So here we have a med letter. We have the alif med followed by a kha, which has a shadda. So this is going to be med lazim. Al-dhalin, like we covered. Here we have the med followed by lam with a shadda. And then in this word, we have atuhajjunni. So we have two med lazim here in this word. The first, we have hajj. So here, this is a 6-count med with a shadda on the next letter. And then we have junni. So 2 6-count med in one word. So now the first word is going to be 6, and then the second part of the word is going to be 6. So a total of 12-count med in this word alone. Both of these are med lazim. And then another example is in the word al-ana. And in this word, lam does not have a shadda, but it does have a sukun. So in this case, you will see that there is a med followed by a letter with sukun. So again, it can either occur in the form of a sukun or it can occur in the form of a shadda. But either or, it's still going to give you med lazim. It is still going to be a lengthening of 6 harakat long. Now, really quickly, let's look at the two types of med lazim, and then we won't go into too much detail today. But the first type is going to be med lazim kalimi, and the second type is going to be med lazim harfi. So kalam, as we learned, is a word. Harf is a letter. So these are the two distinctions. We have lazim kalimi, meaning a lazim med that occurs within a word. And then we have lazim harfi that occurs within letters. Now, to put it very simply, med lazim harfi is going to be only for huruf muqatta'at. So the same word is used here, harf, huruf. So it is only going to be for huruf muqatta'at. And then mad kalimi is going to be for a kalam. It is going to be for a word. So we're not going to go into detail any further than this today. In the next class, we will go back to this and then we will look into more detail about what exactly this means. But just to put it simply, we have mad lazim harfi, which is going to be for huruf muqatta'at. Huruf is the plural of harf. So this is a very easy way to remember. So if it is not a huruf muqatta'at, it is automatically going to be mad lazim kalimi. So these are the two categories. If you are still confused, inshallah, in the next class, we will go into more detail and then we will look at the distinctions between these two. But for now, inshallah, we will end here. And then now it is time for the next portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.